minute, we got about, now we ain't got nothing.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hello, radio audience. Once again. Hallelujah. One second. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. All right. Got it straight here. I'm just trying to get some things straight here. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. Once again, radio audience, what an honor. What a blessing it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and your radios and share with you all. I always say this, you know, the kingdom ministry of God to your life. Not just the gospel of Jesus, but the gospel that Jesus preached. And it's an honor and it's a privilege to be able to come into your home. Once again, I say this, you know, to share with you all, you know, the love of God. Because the kingdom of God, when I say the kingdom ministry of God, is really, you know, the Bible is like a love story of a king, his kingdom, and his kids. And he established, you know, a kingdom, you know, away from his kingdom, which is heaven. And he created the earth too. And he said, for his kids, that's going to be your kingdom, your domain. And he started that process. First thing he did was decided what he wanted. And then he started the process. And boy, he loved his children so much that he come down, man, in their territory every day in the cool of the day and just fellowship with them and tell them who they really are and what they really have and what they really can do. And boy, he was just building them up, you know, just like a father and parents do little bitty babies. Even though Adam perhaps was in an adult body, but he was just a spiritual baby. Boy, as he was fellowshipping with his father, he was growing up. Just like we do in the natural. And just like, man, you know, our parents teach us, teach their children, man, you know, to the principles of life and the values of life, and what life is the same way. And boy, that father loved his children so much. And boy, one day his children got kidnapped. And boy, that broke his heart. That really broke his heart. And boy, you know, he made a promise that he would find his children. He never would give up until he found his children, man. And he loved his children so much that he went looking for his children. And boy, one day, he found his children. And when he found his children, it wasn't like they was when they was with him. Because they wouldn't be taught and trained, you know, by their father that loved them so much. Their father that loved them so much. They wouldn't really be trained by them. In fact, they was trained by the one who kidnapped them. And all they knew was the world man of the world of the one who kidnapped them. Because they grew up in that. They forgot their true identity because they were kidnapped when they were little bitty babies, children. So they really didn't know who they was. All they was knew how to do was what they was, that which was conducive to their nature. Their nature was that which they had been brought up in, that environment and that atmosphere that the kidnapper brought them up in. And boy, one day the father came in himself and found his children. And boy, and took them back. Took them back from the kidnapper, man, put the kidnapper in chains and bound him up, man, forever and ever and ever and ever. Put him on death row first and sentenced him to eternal damnation. Put him on death row. Boy, he found his children and he took them back home. And boy, he started reconditioning them, reviving them, renewing them. First, he redeemed them. Then he restored them. Then he renewed them. All kind of reeds. And boy, they started training up and learning, man, who they really are. And they spend eternity, man, growing up, man, learning who they already are. They didn't know it, you know, they had lost their identity and everything. But what they spent, man, all eternity, growing up, man, with their original father and his plan and his purpose for their life, forever and ever and ever. And guess what they was, and they was spending eternal life with their father and fellowship with him forever and ever. They wasn't in his place. They wasn't in his domain. It was in our domain. It was in the children's domain, the domain that he had gave to the children. What the heavens was his, the earth he gave to his children. And their assignment, their mandate was to make it on the earth just like it is in heaven. Yes. They territory, a colony of heaven. The earth, a colony of heaven. The father called colonization, you know, extending the rule, extending his governing influence to his children. Where were his children? On the earth. For how long, Arthur? Forever and ever and ever and ever. That's what the Bible is all about. It's a love story. Our father, man, who had the kingdom, the kids, and he lost his kids, man. His kids grew up in a different kingdom, man, and he came and redeemed our lives from that destruction and restored back to them everything that they had lost. Who did that? The father. That's what I bring to you every time I come on this radio broadcast. You know, not a sermon format. Just Evangelion. What you mean, Arthur? The Greek word for good news. Glad tidings. You know, there's a scripture that we all perhaps know, especially us in the Christian world, you know, where it says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of man all the things that, boy, our God has in store for us. We really have. You know, when the father man found his children, and when he found them, man, they was living so far below their rights and their privileges. They was living like mere men and mere women when all the time they was the sons and daughters of the Most High God. They didn't know how to operate. They didn't know how to live like that, you know, because they lost all of that. And when the father took him back, man, you know, he took him back, man, just like they was. He didn't condemn a man for they not knowing who they were and how to live like royalty, a chosen people. A peculiar people, a chosen generation, a royal spiritual representative. By the way, anytime you hear me say the word priest on this broadcast, I'm not talking about a Catholic priest like that. I'm talking about what it really is, a spiritual representative, what it means spiritually in the kingdom. A priest is a spiritual representative. What he do? He goes to God on behalf of the people, and then he go to the people on behalf of God. I don't know if this is the right word, perhaps like a mediator. So the father didn't, he didn't condemn them because they didn't know how to live. They didn't know how to live like royalty. But when he brought them home to the kingdom, man, and set them at the royal banquet, man, and they sat down and eat, and the way royalty eat, man, his children were eating totally different. They were eating with their fingers and everything else, man. Because, wow, they didn't know how to live. They didn't know how to eat properly. They didn't know how to wave properly. They didn't know how to talk properly. They didn't know how to walk properly. So, boy, what the father started then, man, was a hallelujah. Then he started the cleanup process. He didn't clean them up before he brought them home. He brought them home just like they were. And then he started training them. Then he started renewing their thinking. First thing he started doing was, man, renewing their whole way of thinking. Renewing their minds. Like I say, that's all they knew to do. They were doing just what was conducive to their nature. That's how they thought. As a man thinking in his heart, so is he. Why? Because they were brought up, man, in a kidnapped environment. They weren't brought up in the original arrangement and pattern that the father had for their life. And the father didn't, he was patient and loving and kind. And man, he just started to clean his children up. Now, he began to wash him. How are the, he began to wash a man with the water of the word. Yes, indeed. He began to, now who did it with the kingdom of God, man? That's what the Father is doing. That's what God is doing. All the children are doing is just being obedient to his command. All the children are doing is saying, yes, Lord. Ain't no but. They like sheep, you know. Goats butt, but sheep, they just follow. And that's all they were doing. And as they were doing that, man, a transformation was taking place. They started growing up in a different environment then. And he didn't never, you know, condemn them. He just loved that old world out of them. Well, he loved them so much. Like I said, so. So he started, man, cleaning